With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The poet Anne Sexton, who died in 1974, had been given DES, a drug once used to prevent miscarriages. What the doctors didn't know was that DES caused major reproductive problems to the children of the women who took the drug. Perhaps that's why Sexton's daughter, Linda Gray Sexton, went through a series of miscarriages and the accompanying pain and grief before successfully giving birth to her first child.
He was very precious to me, and I was obsessed with the idea that he might die. I had spent 9 months in bed making sure that he didn't die before he got born, and once he was born, I thought I would stop worrying about it, but in fact, I didn't stop worrying about it.
A neurotic fear that her baby would die in the middle of the night led to a series of questions that resulted in Linda Gray Sexton's novel, Points of Light.
What if he died? Could I go on? Could I live through it? Would I die too? Would I kill myself? How could I bear this? The pain would be too impossible.
Linda Gray Sexton says most women are resigned to eventually losing a husband or parents.
But a child is the future. Maybe a child is everything you hope for yourself.
In Points of Light, the son of a young woman named Allie is accidentally strangled in his crib. The novel focuses on Allie's grief and denial and the dead child's haunting reappearance.
Will Allie make it through? Will she find some sort of inner reserve within herself to push back the craziness that comes out of that kind of a loss?
Linda Gray Sexton's Points of Light is a moving story, both tragic and uplifting. It's an Avon paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1974, the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Anne Sexton started her car in the garage of her home in Weston, Massachusetts, and subsequently died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Sexton's daughter, Linda Gray, was a senior at Harvard at the time of her mother's death and recalls how difficult it was growing up as the child of a mentally ill woman who had tried suicide a number of times before she finally succeeded.
The poetry really kept her alive for a lot of years because it was a place she could go to in her mind where she could be creative and productive instead of being sick and destructive. A lot of the things she felt about being mentally ill came out into the poetry.
As the executor of her mother's literary estate, Linda Gray Sexton edited three posthumous books of Anne Sexton's poems, as well as a book of her mother's letters.
I don't think I really knew how difficult it would be to deal with emotionally.
Linda Gray Sexton herself wrote poetry, but felt she had to escape the shadow of her mother.
You have to find your own voice and your own gift. Sometimes I still would like to work in the poetic form, but I really feel that I have a gift for telling stories and for making people care about characters.
Linda Gray Sexton has written three novels, the first two dealing with the troubled relationship between mother and daughter. But in her latest, Points of Light, Linda Gray Sexton writes of a devastating tragedy, the death of a child and its emotional impact on a young mother. Linda Gray Sexton believes she has absorbed some of her mother's literary gifts.
I think I learned a great deal from her. That's why this book is dedicated to her. I think she taught me a lot about listening to language.
Points of Light by Linda Gray Sexton is an Avon paper. We're back with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.